100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
Hit a client of Trace and University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Trace and University.
Attraction University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's PAID Playbook.com.
At the time of me making this video, the world's richest black man is Mr. Robert F. Smith. And he's actually stated to be the richest black man in the history of America, which is pretty cool, right? I mean, if you haven't heard of him, he's the gentleman who actually paid off, I think it was 2019, the whole entire class at Morehouse. He paid off their entire student loan. So that makes you probably a little bit more familiar with him if you're not familiar. He actually is the CEO and founder of a company called Vista Equity Partners. And basically what they do is they acquire software companies, specifically enterprise software companies. Now, by the way, if you don't know who I am, I'm Marco Russell. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University. Many call me the king of client attraction. And what we do is we help coaches and consultants build stress-free million-dollar coaching businesses while working 50% less. Now, we don't get work with everybody. We're actually very, very picky about who we work with. And because of that, we've helped our clients do over $1 billion in revenue. But I love to create these videos. So just for those individuals who we don't get to work with or who's not a fit to work with us, they can actually still take these strategies and these insights to go apply into their businesses. So let's go ahead and get into it. So how did the world's richest black man make his money? Well, as I stated, he actually specifically acquires software companies, enterprise software companies specifically. So what does that got to do with you and how you can implement that? Well, basically, if you look back a little bit, basically, Mr. Robert F. Smith, he went to college. And while he was in college, he went from college and then he went to work in Wall Street. And then he ended up working for Kraft. And then he ended up coming with this cool technology on where he actually helped the company when it was producing coffee. So their coffee filtration system that he helped create because of his engineering background, he helped them save a bit of revenue. And what he found when he helped them save these millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, he didn't get any earnings from that, not any significant earnings like he thought. So that actually got him on the entrepreneur path. So then again, fast forward a few years, he actually started Vista Equity Partners, started acquiring companies. And the biggest thing I want you to take from this as an entrepreneur or as an aspiring entrepreneur or coaching business or whatever type of business you have is the power of niching down. Because while Mr. Robert F. Smith really understands business at a high level, and I'm pretty sure he could actually go in and help grow and scale any type of businesses, he specifically chose software companies. So that's niching, right? And I always, when we work with clients, I always say, hey, pick a niche, right? And then when you pick a niche, then you micro niche. So you go even deeper. So for example, they could have bought any type of businesses. He actually said, you know what? We're going to take software companies because I know about software companies because prior to all of this, he worked with companies like Microsoft. He worked with companies like Apple and other software companies and helped them create efficiencies in their business. So he really understood that. So it's okay. Instead of going wide like most people would do, he actually just said, let's just go deeper and then help other software companies grow and scale their specific companies. So we went deeper and deeper and deeper into that. And because of that, now he's worth over $8 billion based at the time of me making this video. And his company has over $100 billion assets under management. So you want to ask yourself, okay, and based on your business, how can you not only niche down, but how can you micro niche? So most people may say, well, I help coaches or I help entrepreneurs. So niching down may be coaches. Or a micro niche, maybe women coaches, or even micro niche even more, maybe black women coaches. Or you may say, okay, I help e-commerce businesses. Micro niche would be, I specifically help e-commerce businesses who use Shopify. So think about that as it relates to your business. Are you micro niched enough? Because the beautiful thing is when you niche down and you micro niche, you can actually charge more. People are going to see you more of a specialist and people want to do business with specialist. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.